Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What do higher earning coaches all have in common? It's a really important topic because success leaves clues. And you might be watching this, listening to this right now and thinking, you know, I want to be in the category of high earners, but what is it that they are doing? What are the things that I'm maybe not doing? You know, throughout my whole career, I have been obsessed with watching success, whether it's coaches that are ahead of me, business owners that are ahead of me. I've just listened and spent time in environments. You know, one of the things that I did throughout my whole career was actually go to events, attend events. And I wasn't just looking for the knowledge that they had. It was how they behaved, what they did, what people said about them. And I didn't just then go and copy who somebody was or what they did. I would take elements of how they operated and said to myself, that's important. Going back 10 years more, I remember seeing Charles Poliquin, a great educator of his time. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. Great mentor of mine, but he was in great shape. And he paid a lot of respect to other people who were in great shape. And I was like, well, if you want to be recognized by people in the industry that are further ahead, got better results, whatever it may be, there was a common thread. They were in great shape. So I said, well, let me emulate that. It was aligned with something that was inspiring to me. So I did it. And guess what? I moved forward because I worked on those particular areas. And in business, it's exactly the same. You know, I've got to watch what other people are doing. And I see some common traits. I see a huge amount of common traits in the coaches that we mentor who go from, let's say, earning 5K a month, and then they get to 10K a month, and then they get to 10, 20, 30. And they're common. There's so many things in common. And one of those things is discipline, distractions. And I put those two together. You see, for many years, and there was one big phase in my life that I just stayed in. I said, what are the distractions in my life that if they weren't there, would enable me to grow a lot quicker? And it was socializing. I wanted to build a body. I wanted to be as big as I could, as fast as I could, and build my reputation. And what was the thing that was going to take that away from me? Socializing, drinking, partying. It would take away 3 or 4 days of training at a time properly from me and recovery. I just couldn't cope with it. I didn't want to. So the first thing we'll say is distractions. In every coach that I watch, they go, I want to go from 10 to 20K months and I want to do it in 6 months, or I want to go from this to this. And we're going to use a monetary figure. And I say, around you right now, the distractions are this, this, this. And they go, what have I got to get rid of? And that's the thing that they all have in common. What have I got to move or remove to be able to get me to where I am? And aligned with that question about distraction, the first thing that they do is say, great. Now you've told me that I removed that out the way. Now I'm going to be focused. Then I watch coaches that say they want to get to somewhere, and in the summer they go and stay in a country which is full of people, enjoying the summer and partying, but they wanted to actually improve over the summer. And I said, well, if you're going to go and live in Marbella, Ibiza, wherever it may be, where you're going to be surrounded by a lot of other fitness professionals, you're going to be surrounded by distractions. Now, are you going there because you want to enjoy that and you're going to have a bit of a pullback from business? That's great. But if you want to grow your business, it would not be as advisable to choose an environment with distractions. So if you make a choice to go somewhere and the distractions are there, you're going to really, really struggle to grow. Even wherever you are in your country, Spain, England, Ireland, wherever you are, it's about addressing the distraction. It's about addressing what's going to take away from the discipline. And it's moving out of the way. People that make a lot more money are very disciplined and they manage the distractions. The second one, and what I want you to do as I'm going through these in the comments below, I want you to type 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. And I'll just remind you as we go through this, because it's really important that I get some feedback from you as to, Mark, I'm going to focus on the distractions. And listen, by the way, entrepreneurially, Don't be embarrassed about moving distractions out the way because you're focused on your vision. Everything that you feel that you're missing out on is going to be there in 6 months, a year's time. Trust me, I had 5 years of putting myself down and staying in. And then when I came back out, everything was the same. The second one, and type the number two in the comments below if this relates to you and something you know you need to work on. But it's about being money, sales, and numbers focused. The coaches that grow the most, the coaches that are earning the most, and the people that I've mentored that grow the most, these are the people that actually have a figure in mind and they track their data, they track their money, and they want to make sales. I've seen this. Coaches who say they want to make money, but get exhausted trying to make money. You're always going to be exhausted by things that are low value to you. I am not exhausted when I train, okay? I manage my fatigue, sure. We all, as we get busier during a day, we'll get tired. But we get energized by things that we love, and we're not energized by things that we don't enjoy. And when I see coaches that are higher earners, they're energized by selling, they're energized by making more money, and they're energized by data, looking at their figures. And you'll be able to say to yourself right now, I'm not going to be a high earner because at the moment I'm really not that focused on figures and data and number. Great. But if you wanted to be, this is what successful coaches do, successful coaches who are earning more money. Number three, and I will never say this in terms of from a coaching perspective, I will never say this is not an important area. Oh, put this to one side, it doesn't matter, because it does. For so many years in my coaching career, all I focused on was results. I focused on the quality of the results. And when I see a high-earning coach, I go down their social media feeds, I look at their websites, littered with quality results, and not even mediocre results, quality results, very impressive presentation, photos, whether it's leanness, whether it's weight loss, whatever it is, social proof of what they do. And you might be saying, yeah, but I want to make loads more money. I was like, you could really, really focus hard on sales and it'll be really, really challenging for you. Then you can drop a set of results every couple of weeks or every week and it will completely transform your reputation. It will completely transform the amount of money that you'll make. But point number three is the most successful coaches that I work with have all got a portfolio of results. And so your income is aligned with the quality and consistency of the results that you produce. That is number three. Number four, it's optimism. Optimistic that something will happen, or you know that there is an outcome, a result, as a result of the work that you do. For many, many years, think of my bodybuilding, think of where I'm at in my career right now. All the coaches, they come in, they go, look, if you tell me to be disciplined, I've got to focus on money, I've got to get better results, and I'll tell you in the fifth one in a minute, but as long as you put that work in, you'll get the results. A lot of people that are not doing very well, they don't want to put the work in. Delayed gratification. They've got to put the work in, then get rewarded later. It is always a reward later. But every successful coach that I've worked with does the work, no matter how hard it is, whatever it is. A lot of coaches just go, oh, it's too hard, I'll do it in fits and starts. No. Coaches that are making a lot more money, they're disciplined, they minimize distraction, they focus on money, sales, and key data. They achieve quality results, and they're optimistic. They know that the results will come. And they do the work regardless of what's happening. And the fifth one is really, really important. The successful coaches that I work with, they're interested and learn marketing. The coaches that really, like, they might be doing okay, but they're just struggling. And then I say, do you really understand marketing? Do you understand the concepts of your content and lead generation and turning that lead generation and that content into sales? Do you understand that that is a funnel? And we've got to optimize it and make it better. And your copywriting, the way that you're putting lead magnets together, the way that you're communicating within your email list, this is all the marketing of a digital business, of a personal training brand, whatever it may be, or a gym. But successful coaches do understand marketing, and they understand how to convert somebody who doesn't know them and build a relationship with them and turn them into a customer. And when they do, it's a lot easier to be able to convert somebody into a client. But if you go through these and say, I'm not disciplined, there's a lot of distractions in my life, I really struggle to just focus on money and push hard, and my results are okay, but they could be better. And do you know what? I do a few weeks work and I get disheartened, and then it's about 3 or 4 weeks before you kind of pick up pace again. or you know that marketing is important, you just don't really place enough attention on it and you just do the bare minimum, think about that aligned with success. And then you go, listen, Mark, boom, whatever you tell me. I'm disciplined, I'm focused, I'm going to focus on money, I'm going to get way better results, I'm going to do the work, I'm going to delay gratification, I'm going to get this thing at the end of it, and I'm just going to put my head down and just continue to learn marketing and be the best I can. Those five things actually got me to where I am today talking to you on camera. And so if you could audit yourself and say, out of one, discipline, two, money, three, results, four, optimism, and five, marketing, put in the comments below which are the areas that you feel that you need to unlock, put more attention to, because when you do, you'll be in that category of very successful, very financially stable coach. I hope you found this episode, as always, valuable, helpful. Make sure you click the link in the description if you're watching on YouTube. Join us in the Impact and Integrity Facebook group. If you want more information, click the links in the description. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you share the episode on Instagram. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.